emotional intelligence, self-awareness, self-control, empathy, and connection. Some individuals have a remarkable skill for interpreting body language, allowing them to quickly understand what others are thinking and respond effectively. They can calm down an upset coworker or comfort a nervous friend. This skill is linked to emotional intelligence, or EQ. EQ means being able to recognize and understand your feelings and the feelings of others and use this understanding to your advantage. People who excel at reading others have high emotional intelligence. EQ includes four key parts. First is self-awareness, which is understanding your feelings and actions. Second is self-management, which involves staying in situations where you can act appropriately. The third part of emotional intelligence is social awareness. Once you know how to manage your actions and understand your feelings, you'll be able to read others' emotions better. This means you'll recognize when someone is angry, sad, or excited and understand their body language more clearly. The fourth part is relationship management. When you understand both your behavior and the behavior of those around you, you can build stronger relationships with the people who matter to you. For instance, if you know a coworker gets upset by criticism, you'll be able to give feedback in a way that he can handle better. Now, let's dive deeper into the four elements of emotional intelligence. Keep reading. Understand yourself fully, strengths, flaws, and all. How well do you understand your thoughts and feelings? Knowing yourself isn't just about knowing your likes or dislikes. It means having a deep understanding of your emotions so they don't overwhelm you. It's crucial to grasp why you feel a certain way, especially when you're angry or irritated. A bad mood doesn't have to ruin your entire day. For example, if you forget your briefcase, spill coffee, or struggle with your coworkers, you might start feeling negative and overreact to small issues, which makes things worse. Remember, bad moods are temporary. Whatever upset you isn't the end of the world, so try not to overreact. When you're feeling down, remember that these feelings are temporary. Whatever caused your bad mood isn't the end of the world, so there's no need to overreact. Even on good days, stay self-aware. When you're in a good mood, you might rush into decisions without thinking. For instance, if your favorite store has a 75% off sale, you might be tempted to buy everything in sight. In such moments, excitement can overshadow your judgment. You might forget to consider if you need what you're buying, and your enthusiasm could quickly fade when the credit card bills arrive. So, take a moment to think things through and avoid making hasty decisions just because you're caught up in the excitement. Always consider the possible consequences of your actions. Balance emotions and logic for better self-management. Many of us struggle with self-management. When we try to control ourselves, our inner feelings often push us to act differently. We might also give up if things get too tough. Effective self-management is key to high emotional intelligence. A helpful tool for tough decisions is the emotion versus reason list. Create a table with two columns. In the first column, note what your emotions suggest. In the second column, write down your logical reasoning. This helps you weigh both sides and prevents one from overpowering the other. Compare the two lists. Are your emotions affecting your judgment? Is there any weakness in your logic? For example, if you're deciding whether to fire an employee whose work isn't good but who you like personally, making this list can help. Another good self-management tip is to share your goals with friends and family. They can motivate you and help you stay on track. You don't want to let them down. One professor had trouble meeting deadlines and decided to make a change. His solution: he promised to pay his colleagues $100 for every missed deadline. This strategy helped him improve his behavior. Eyes, mouths, and shoulders show key emotions. Some waiters seem to know exactly what a customer wants. They can sense if someone prefers to be left alone or if they want more attention. This skill shows a high level of social intelligence. To become better at reading people, consider these two steps. First, observe a person's body language to understand their feelings and respond appropriately. Start by looking at their eyes, as they reveal many emotional clues. For example, excessive blinking might suggest dishonesty. Then, check their smile. A real smile looks genuine and warm, while a fake one does not seem as sincere. Next, check the person's shoulders. Are they relaxed or tense? Shoulders can reveal confidence or shyness. Once you understand the message their body is sending, adjust your approach. If someone is angry, it's best to wait before asking questions. Wait until they're calmer. Also, greet people by their first names. This makes you seem warm and trustworthy. People with good social skills usually avoid formal titles like Sir or Mr. So-and-so and use first names instead. Using someone's first name helps build a stronger connection and shows you value them. You might learn more about them from their name, like family background or a nickname, which can help you bond and make them feel appreciated. Ensure body language matches your words. Have you ever said you'd keep in touch with a friend who relocated, only to find it hard to keep that promise? Many times, such promises get broken because maintaining relationships takes a lot of effort, which many of us struggle with. Building strong relationships is an important part of emotional intelligence. So how can you do it well? First, pay attention to your body language to ensure you're not sending confusing messages. Your body, voice, and behavior communicate a lot, so make sure they all match. Mixed signals can be confusing. For example, if you need to praise your employees for a job well done but are upset from a fight with your spouse, and you end up mumbling and frowning, your praise will seem insincere. Your body language and voice should align with your words. To build strong future relationships, seek feedback from people you know. Feedback is crucial for improving your relationships, though it can be tough to handle. We often react negatively to feedback or ignore it, as no one enjoys criticism. However, try to view constructive criticism as advice meant to help you. Use it to grow and improve. Always thank those who offer helpful feedback. Show your appreciation to the people who care about you. Key points. 1. Emotional intelligence, EQ, is the ability to understand and manage your own and others' emotions. 2. EQ consists of self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management. 3. Recognizing your emotions helps prevent overreactions and improves decision-making. 4. Controlling emotions is essential for balancing excitement and logic in tough situations. 5. Reading body language like eyes, smiles, and shoulders enhances social awareness. 6. Building stronger relationships requires aligning body language with your words and valuing feedback. 7. EQ helps reduce conflict, improve connections, and develop personal growth in relationships.